special. So tonight is really, I've been sat there and really asking God, but it's all been said. Amy, brilliant. All this week in my heart, I've been wanting a need to get organized. I open the cupboard to get the frying pan out and about 100 dishes fall out on me. It's really getting to the point where I'm getting frustrated now. Go to get a cup out the cupboard and everything else falls out. And I think we go on through life just really just putting up with things when really we don't have to put up with it.
Amen.
You know, it's just to make that decision to change. And I shared you last week about the guy that I'd gone to and his leg. And I took a picture and I took it back at work. And that's really bothered me all week. I only see him once a week. And, you know, I've inquired about him and nobody seemed to know anything. So I went to him today and he's doing a lot better. He's on antibiotic. But nobody followed up on him. And so I've got this going on in my mind. I've got these needs that need to be taken care of. And I share him with Lawrence and he said, love, just give it all to God. You know, it's not that it sits on our shoulders. All the things that are going on around the home, you know, we had Vinny's birthday yesterday and Leanne's got her kitchen being done. So they've stripped everything. She's got no sink. With two young children, no sink, no washing machine, no cooker. You know, it's been plastered, it's been painted, and they're just putting the cupboards in now. And I'm taking all their problems on my shoulders. Bring your washing up, I'll cook for you. You know, and it's just been an ongoing week. And all these things are going around in my head. I need to clean the house. You know, I'm not blessed. I'm really not blessed, God. And I'm a very practical person, so anything that I learn, I have to then start to apply it in my life. So, I put my foot down today, and I followed up on the guy, and I seen that he was really blessed. I followed up on Leanne, and I got in contact. I don't have to pay someone, I'm blessed. I have a daughter-in-law called Amber, and so I rang Amber, and I said, Amber, I want to clean this house. I'm off for 2 weeks. I had so much holiday that had been accumulated when I'd had the accident that I've had to take all this holiday before the 30th of June, about 10 weeks. And obviously with all what's going on right now, we're not going anywhere, which is a blessing because God's showing me that my time, even though I'm not at work, my time can be useful. So I'm going to start burning the chaff. I'm going to go through each room in the house and I'm going to get rid of everything that I don't need, but I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to be able to open that cupboard and I'm going to be blessed. You know, it's going to be in a pile where I can gain access. It's not going to fall out on me. You know, but it's all of it is a decision that we have to make. And when we make those decisions with God, then it becomes so much more easier. There's so much on the news right now. I think you all heard that Kim Heil is in lockdown again. And the Word of God says there's nothing new under the sun. It's only us that gives it a name, guys. Right? COVID is a name. Cancer is a name. And it can all be gone. Because if you don't think so, then you're saying that cancer and COVID is bigger than God. And it's not. The adversary comes to buffet us. He sends these things. But do you know what? I was so thankful for lockdown. We got the family together. We enjoyed quality family time. It was brilliant. Lawrence was stuck in India. Woohoo! You know, he couldn't even come back if he wanted to. No, that's not true. Because me and Leanne prayed daily for that first repatriation flight. And he was on it. But it was a time for families to come back together. In the Old Testament, they really worked together, those families. Yes, sometimes the women and the men would go out and work on the fields or whatever, and the grandmothers would take care of the children, but it was family orientated. And today in society, it is not family orientated. You know, there was something on the TV the other day about a six-year-old. It was a boy, but wanted to be a girl. 6 years old. How can the world accept these things? And like Nancy said, Christ is coming back sooner than we think. And we just continue to live our lives. We don't fear. We don't panic. We don't worry. But we just really, really believe that God has got the, well, he's got all the plans, he's got all the notions, he knows what's been going on. And he just wants us to turn to him. Not to worry about COVID, not to worry about illnesses and diseases. Do you know what? In 24 hours, your life could change dramatically. And it can change dramatically for the worse or for the better. And you just decide. You decide what you want. You decide what you want for your life and your family's life. Got to take a stand. We got to really stand up, you know, and let people know who we are. You are a unique, dynamic person that God has created. Somebody else can't do your job. You were designed by God for that specific reason. And when you're out there in society, we're not going to wait for somebody else to come behind us. We want to be the forefront leaders. Well, somebody feeds, somebody waters. It's God that gives the increase. But the increase can only come if we're doing our part by feeding and watering. If we don't feed and water and show people what there is when they turn to God, like we are a non-religious country. I mean, there's so many denominations here now. You know, people don't reverence God. You know, churches are closing and being turned into flats and mosques and goodness knows what. So thank God it starts in the home. You know, I can invite people back here. Sod COVID. People want to come and hear the word, they're welcome. Our doors are open. Just because the world says there's a lockdown. Well, actually, we are in the south. So there is no lockdown here at the moment. But it doesn't matter even if there was. Oh, the panic buying. You know, there's no toilet rolls in the shops. And Josh, brilliant. You know, when he said, you know, that he got their ministry got blessed with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. There is no shortage because God is our supplier. It's not that we got to wait on Tesco's or Sainsbury's or Waitrose or the Co-op or Morrison's or whoever. Oh, I better mention Asda as well, otherwise we might get an Aldi and Lidl's and Marks and Spencer's. We got tons of shops. You know, it's not that they are our supplier. God is our supplier. Really channel what you need to do. I know that when I break up from work, not next week, but the week after, I am burning the chaff, cleaning the house, really getting things in order so that I'm blessed. My daughter's kitchen will be done. I'll get to spend time with Amber. We'll be ironing, sharpening iron. You know, me and her getting together. Yeah. But we'll be blitzing through this. The music blaring. God really getting energized. And see, that's how life should be. We should be able to wake up every day and be blessed. We shouldn't have to worry about what the news is saying or what the weather's going to be or, you know, what our finances are. Because God meets our needs, no matter what those needs are. And as we continue to be faithful to him and faithful to what he shows us too, you know, like what he showed me with that guy, I had to follow that up because it was bugging me. And God doesn't want us bugged. You know, he wants us to take care of these things. The least things that we got going on in here, the more we will be able to receive and hear from God. You know, it takes us, sometimes it's a very still, quiet voice. And if you've got so much commotion going on, you're going to miss it. And you're going to miss the blessings. But by putting things in order, by cleaning out the chaff, then you'll start to be clear in your heart and in your mind. And you'll have a focus in the direction that you're going. So with the way that the world's happening right now, praise God. Just send him back, God. You know, we're all ready to live an eternity together. We really are. But in the meantime, we still have a job to do. And that is, first and foremost, to have that relationship with God on a vertical. And then we can really have the real tenderness with one another. Jesus Christ took no messing. And yet he was a very humble, very meek man. But he still didn't take no messing. And again, iron sharpeneth iron. We come on here, we encourage one another, and we want to follow up with that. You know, so then when you're talking, you release things that you don't realize that was in there. And then you start to see how God's working in you and how he wants you to really move with him. You know, sometimes we just sit there and think, well, God, what am I doing today? Well, I'll just sit here and wait on you. No. got to start moving. Just begin. And it's like when Pedro said about the faith, you know, faith is when you step out not knowing what's beneath you. That's faith. You know, we can all say, oh, you've got to have faith. And some people say, well, how do I get faith? You know, how do I learn to step out when I don't know what's beneath me? When I packed the house up overnight and we moved. And then as soon as I took that step, everything else fell into place. It's phenomenal.
I didn't know it was going to
be. No, we didn't. But everything else fell into place. And, you know, when I was driving down the road and I had all the kids in the car, and I go the same way all the time. And then suddenly Maya says, Nana, you missed the turning. Oh, dear. And I carried on. But you know what? When we came back the other way, a massive accident. And if we'd have gone that way that I usually went, we could have been in that accident. So sometimes we're not even aware of the things that God's protecting us from. See? But we just begin. That's the key. Just begin. And yeah, sometimes we do mess up, but God's got it covered. If our heart is humble and we're meek to Him, we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to worry about. And just like a child, we learn from our mistakes. God shows us, and He shows us the better way. So I'm excited about the weeks coming up, the weeks ahead, getting all the house in order. I want to change all this in here. I've already got plans, and Lawrence is already sweating, you know, but I want to paint the walls. This wallpaper is far too busy. It's in my head. So I just want to pray for me, guys. Keep me, that I get plenty of energy, that I get it all achieved and all accomplished, because then I'll be blessed. I'll be blessed. And when I'm blessed, everybody else is blessed. He'll tell you that. So have a great week. Just begin. Just step out in that faith and you see what God will accomplish for you. He is there with you.
When the queen is blessed, there's peace in the kingdom.
Amen. When the queen is blessed,
yeah.
Peace in the kingdom. I like
there's
that.
Peace in the kingdom.
I love that. High five. So enjoy your week.
You got it.
Enjoy your week, really go to God and step out in that faith and get all these things accomplished, guys, because then it'll be free in your
and
heart
pray
and mind
for to each
move.
Other.
Yes, definitely.
We'll have someone pray. Anyone like to pray and a couple of people manifest, just pray. Matt, you pray, darling, and then whoever wants to manifest, unclick your mic and go.
Okay, Father, thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That we have that precious word today, that we know what's going on in the world, that we know the end from the beginning, Father, that no matter what the garbage that the world tries to throw at us, Father, we're on top of it. We know ahead of time the victories that we're going to have in every aspect of our lives. I lift to you, Father, not only our country, but those countries around the world right now that are taking a stand for the principles of your word, the truth of your word, that your people, Father, can just be taken out of those situations, and that your blessing and hand of blessing is upon each and every one of your children. I thank you, Father, they can freely speak your word, and that, God, we do, like Lawrence said, take authority over the enemy. You know, that's what your son did, Father. He blasted those doors open in the adversary's kingdom. He went down and preached to those spirits. And Father, he took authority in every situation. I thank you for the tremendous love that the church can have for one another. And that, Father, it goes beyond any pale in this world, whether it's political or anything, that we know the truth of your word. We know that you made every person on the face of the earth, Father. And that we have to look at the Christ in each other just like you look at the Christ in us. We don't look at our frailties. We don't look at our flesh, Father, but we look at that Christ that's within each of us. And I thank you that we learn more and more every day, Father, how to manifest your power and how to be just sharp in every situation that comes up so that we can see beyond what we can see with our eyes and just look spiritually as David did when he took down that giant, Father. I thank you for these things, for a wonderful week for all of us. I thank you for a great outcome in our election, Father, that your hand of protection is around our president right now for all this garbage that's been coming at him. Thank you for the things being exposed to people in the world that they can see what's been going on, so that your Father, your people are going to turn back to you in droves again, just like they did with the Dead Sea and with the prophets of Baal, God, that your hand just magnifies everything and that exposes any of the garbage going on. So we lift that to you, and we thank you for energizing your people like never before. We thank you for these wonderful fellowships where we can get together, and that, Father, when we come away from this, we're energized with the strength of your word. So I thank you for these things, for all of our families, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We just thank you for protecting them and protecting their little minds, Father, as they go out every day, that we're sharp to what they're learning and that we can bring them back to the heart of your word. So I give you this day in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you for a great day tomorrow and a great week coming up in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 You are elected before the beginning of the world. I have given you my word. You are loved. You are taken care. I have a plan for you. Go and be led by my spirit. I love you. I want you to be at the most of what you can be, because I am in you and you are in me. I love you.
Y ante avocante se la gente por corriente y la parisi comunite ahora cojosi ma paciente la gente por cojosi si que ante mujer se la gente que hace I am your Father indeed. I love each and every one of you. I pay the mighty, mighty price for you. Continue in my word, but continue to trust me as you go forward.
Beloved children, I am your Father. I am your God. I am all that you need me to be, my children. I am your sufficiency in all things. I am your comforter. I am your guide. I am your lover. I am your friend. I am closer than the breath that you breathe. There is not a hair on your head that will fall to the ground that I will not know it. For in everything that you do, my children, I am there with you. Truly, I will never, ever, ever forsake you. I will never, ever, ever leave you. Do not get tricked. Do not be deceived. I have not left you. I am right here. I am hearing you, I am listening, I am giving you answers, only be quiet, be still, trust me, trust my word, and walk with me. For truly I have a plan for you that is greater than you could ever imagine, but I just require that you listen. Listen and obey and walk with me. Trust me, my children, for there is not one plan, not one word of my plan for you that shall fall to the ground, that I will see it come to pass. For I have longed for you. I have longed for you for more than the time that you could ever imagine. I have longed for your company. I have longed for your fellowship. I have longed to bless you. I have longed to show you how strong I am. I have longed to bear my arm for you. I have longed to show you how much I care and love you. I gave my son so that I might be with you so that I might walk intimately with you, day by day, moment by moment. Be quiet, be at rest, for I, your God and Father, surely am here with you and will never leave you or forsake you.
Someone would like to close with a word of prayer?
Father, thank you for those great words. I thank you, Father, that we can take those to heart and bring them back to our mind, Father, when we go about our day. And I thank you for all the provision you've given us and for the tremendous love that you've shown us, Father, that we can now restore and show to others. And I thank you for these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.